part two is going to be, how can we avoid virtually? You know, there's a saying, when you don't want to face something, you kick the bucket down the road. Oftentimes, when our government is balancing the budget, it's not a pleasant thing to have to make cuts to spending, but it's a necessary thing. And rather than tackle it, which is very unpopular, to cut programs that make very many people unhappy, our politicians kick the financial situation down the road, kick that bucket down the road. We don't face that now. How many of us, when it comes to our own account before God, kick the bucket down the road? It's too unpleasant to think about that. But the reality is, one day, we're going to die, and God's going to judge us. He's going to weigh everything in the balance. Now, most importantly, when we think about purgatory, which we remind ourselves, we're talking about the temporal punishment due to sin. Even though our sins are forgiven by God, we still need to make satisfaction or atonement. We either do it here or in purgatory. I'd like to go through succinctly the best ways to avoid purgatory. First and foremost, let's not rack up any more debt. Let's avoid sin. Not just mortal sin, which is the most important thing, but even venial sin. Those little things that we kind of, it's not a big deal. It's only a venial sin. But as we know, our Lord says, even the idle word, we have to render account on the day of judgment. How many of us frequently commit little sins and make no big ado about it, but that's accumulating satisfaction that we need to make either here or in purgatory? So if we want to avoid purgatory, number one, let's stop, or do our best to stop committing sin, fight against sin, and root that out. Secondly, we read of in our Lord's words, if any man will come after me, if any man will follow Jesus, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. Take up his cross. All of us in this church have different crosses, a little splinter that Jesus gives us from his cross to us. It could be physical suffering and ailment, some type of emotional or mental anguish. It could be perhaps some frustrating situation in our life. These are all what we call the cross. Everybody's cross is different. But our crosses that God sent us are opportunities to make atonement and satisfaction for our personal sins. That cross can come in so many ways and so many circumstances. I know when I was a young seminarian, there was some seminarian, won't mention his name, you never know him, but he prayed his prayers like a robot. He would pray like this, and that's the way he would pray, and I had a knee right next to him, and it just drove me crazy. I felt him looking at him and says, can't you pray normal like everybody else does? No, I can't. You know, it was very, very annoying. And there's certain people that sometimes we have to deal with we really don't like. So when we had our schedules of things we had to do, I was like, who's on my schedule? I'm gonna be with brother so-and-so, man. You know, don't like being with him, but don't like working with him. He's annoying. But those are crosses that we have to deal with. St. Teresa, the little flower, she talked about how this one sister during meditation would bang her rosary beads against the pew and just could drive me crazy. Or doing her laundry, they did it by hand, and the sisters were with their pails washing their clothes, and this one sister was really doing energetically and splashing her dirty laundry water everywhere. And one sister, St. Teresa, would get splashed, Humanly speaking, she liked to look at her and say something, but she didn't. She offered it up, and not only that, but she made a point whenever they did the laundry that she was going to be right next to her and get splashed. Those are really little things. Those are little crosses. Sometimes God sends us big crosses, sometimes little crosses. But the important thing is to remind ourselves those crosses are opportunities, opportunities to atone for our past sins. I remember when I was in high school, we had a priest give a talk on suffering, the value of suffering. Jesus gives us that wonderful example of patience when he suffered so patiently in carrying his cross and dying on the cross. But the talk was about how the saints, they saw the value of suffering and they wished for more. And he said, the priest said that there was one saint, whenever anything would go wrong, he'd say, "More pain, Lord, more pain." Now, in every high school, you got some joker, some smart aleck. Where when I went to school, it was no exception. Whenever anything would go wrong, this wife guy would say, "More pain, Lord, more pain." And he'd also say it to you when something's going wrong in your life. He'd say, "More pain, more pain." Take care of him. Get out of my face, get it, just get out of here. But the thing about it is this. There is value to suffering. And the saints recognize that. And they, rather than try to avoid the cross and avoid suffering, which is unavoidable, we live in a veil of tears, they keyed in on it. They took advantage of it. It was their opportunity to make atonement for past sins and to draw down merit for heaven and to draw down grace for other souls. So next time something goes wrong, you can think of these words, "More pain, Lord, more pain." There's value to that. Now we also think of what our Lord says about charity. Charity covers a multitude of sins. Many sins were forgiven her, Saint Mary Magdalene, because she loved much. If we want to be forgiven by God, we have to be charitable and forgiving and merciful to others. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. You know, our Lord, his words are just so deep with meaning. He says, "Why do you see the speck in your brother's eye and not see the mote in your own eye? With what judgment you judge others, God is going to judge you. Judge not, lest you be judged. For with what measure you judge others, God is going to judge us." How important it is that we do our best and practice that virtue of charity and kindness. There's nothing that we don't do for others that doesn't go unnoticed. Almsgiving to the poor, helping some poor families out, it's always very beneficial. Not even a cup of cold water given to someone who is thirsty will go unnoticed by God on the day of judgment. And last but not least, let us remember this. When we attend holiness, the Mass is a propitiatory sacrifice to atone for sin. What a great, great means of atoning for our past sins to assist devoutly at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And this is the meaning of the words when we think of it. "This is the chalice of my blood, the new and eternal covenant, the mystery of faith, which shall be shed for you and for many unto the remission of sins." Every time we attend Mass, we are atoning for sin. Remission of sin. Now, it's not just, you know, on Sunday. Yes, we have to go to Mass on Sunday, but if we ever have the opportunity, if we live nearby, works out within our schedule to go to an extra Mass, or maybe even daily Mass. Can't beat that. You know, sometimes when a priest gets discouraged, so many things to do, so little time to do it, oftentimes things that I'm getting done, and worried about this and that, worried about how God looks upon his work. The priest offers the host at the offertory. Receive, Almighty, accept, Almighty Father, and eternal God, the spotless host, which I, thy worthy servant, offer to thee to atone for my numberless sins, offenses, and negligences. When we attend Mass, we're asking God's pardon and asking God's mercy. So it's a good time now, as we attend this Mass, in every Mass, to offer up to God reparation, satisfaction, and atonement for our past sins. This is a beautiful way to, like I say, take off that purgatory time. And not only that, but we know the Church has granted indulgences, prayers, pious actions, and good works that are equivalent to what would be in the early Church, the days and years for penance. Those indulgences can be granted very easily, and if we were attentive, we can truly be benefiting very greatly for our own sake, our own spiritual life, by trying to gain as many indulgences as we can. And lastly, I'd just like to repeat, let us not kick the bucket down the road. Let's not put it out of our minds. Try to forget about it. I'll worry about it when I'm old. I'll wait till, you know, when I'm old and, you know, then I'll start thinking about my relationship with God or where I am with God and try to take care of those things when I'm old. But we don't know. And that's the meaning of the words of our Lord. That when the master of the house will come, he'll find his servants watching. And our Lord says, watch and pray, if you know not the day nor the hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.